A young couple bought their first home without hiring a professional home inspector. Several weeks after the closing, an exterminator did a termite inspection. He told the couple, "There's not a concrete pier holding up your front bedroom. There's a 2x4 wedged in between the floor joist and the ground." The exterminator went on to say that will be a highway for termites and is structurally unsound. The homeowner had to have the home lifted off the foundation, a concrete pier installed under the bedroom, and the other piers reinforced. The most important part of a house is a solid foundation. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 11:3, "When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? America was founded upon a strong faith in God and the principles from the Bible. We have as a nation been on a moral freefall for several decades. Secular humanism was taught heavily in the 1990s. Secular humanism simply is the denial that there is a God. We are our own God. Therefore, there are no moral absolutes. You determine what is right or wrong for yourself." During our present pandemic, two states decided to suspend performing abortions because the medical equipment is needed for emergencies at this present time. Let me make that very simple. They're saying we're suspending the killing of unborn babies until further notice. How long do we think God will bless a nation that violates the sanctity of human life? I could share more moral illnesses that we have, but I want us to spend the rest of our time looking at the second part of this verse. What can the righteous do? What may born-again believers do? First of all, we can pray. Confess our responsibility for much of the moral decay of the foundation. Pray for our leaders that they would seek the wisdom of God instead of catering to political pressure. Pray for opportunities to share the gospel with unsaved people. Pray that we will stand boldly for Bible-based principles. Pray for your pastor, your staff, and your church. Secondly, we can participate in the political process. We need some practicing Christians leading America. Participate in worship and ministries through your local church. Be a positive influence on your children and grandchildren. Let them see how your daily walk is real and that relationship to Christ is available to them. This shelter in place during our coronavirus pandemic has provided us time for reflection on who we are, why we're here, and where we're going. If we're honest, we have to admit our walk with the Lord may not be our number one priority. Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." Like the couple with the faulty foundation, it's time we answer the call to repair the foundation of America. Let's turn back to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.